Tosa Mishnah says, "Lefichach." Therefore, im nafal hakaisel. So we know already the Gemara says that the Gemara asks a question. Pshita, I shouldn't require this to be in the Mishnah. The Gemara says, "No, you need it for a situation where the wall falls into one person's property, and or that person clears it into his property, and then that person who we now refer to as the muchzak." It claims that the wall entirely belongs to them. The Gemara says, in that situation, and needs to point, the Mishnah needs to point out that we do not say that Hamoitzi Mechaveria Olav Haraya, that we do not respect the Muchzakos of the person who happens to have the stones in his Rishu. So Taisva says, Pirush, why don't we respect the Muchzakos? So we already have two mahalchim. One mahalch is because they are shutfin, since they're partners. The Gemara says in the beginning of Habayis Ve'Aliyah that because they're partners, so therefore they are not makbid on each other. The way the Gemara reads over there is that because since they're partners, so they are not makbid in what they put into each other's rishos. So the fact that these stones are in my rishos does not necessarily indicate that they're mine and not yours, because I would let you keep your stones in my rishos because we're partners. I would not be makbid in my stones being in your rishos. So whereas usually muchzakos indicates bailus, or indicates exclusive connection to the muchzak, over here it doesn't. And the other way to explain the chiddush is kamashmalon, that since there is a pre-existing din that obligates both to build the wall together, so that neutralizes muchzakos. Haven't really connected das exactly. We'll do it in a few minutes. Okay, so that's what we're holding in the sugya. So now that now you know that the taisus of lefichach is going to be magdif for us different zechuyas and different rules about chazaka, right? The principle of hamoitzi mechaveri olav haraya. Or alternatively, the principle of kol masha tachas yodah shel odom shelohu. They're not identical principles, but they are corollary. Now, so Tosva says pirush. What's pshat in lefichach im nofal akoisel? Pirush lefi sheboinem akoisel bal korcham. Right. So Tosva is explaining the sugya the way that we understood the maskana according to Rashi. Pirush lefisha boinim akoisel bal korcham. Now that could be for one of two reasons. Oy mishum deheknu zeloze lasois guda lishnakama. Could be that they committed themselves to build. They were machayiv themselves, as the Lashon Rishon says. Ukegoin diaduolanu adayin vizoychem sheheknu zeloze. Taisus, in that case, would have to be public knowledge that they committed themselves to each other. Ulalishna basra mishum hezekriya. And the second lashon is that they decided to split the property, and now halacha imposes upon them to build a wall. All right, the second one is a little bit easier for us, just to state. That because the halacha places upon us equally the obligation to of hezek riya, so therefore we are both going to be equally invested and equally committed, and therefore Reuven can make the Beis Din force Shimon, and Shimon can make the Beis Din force Reuven. The first mahalach is that it is well known, the Yodua Lanu, and Dayan Zarchrim, that it's a well-known understanding that these two people committed themselves to build the wall. Otherwise, that might be what's being contested right now. When they're saying, of course, we agreed to build the wall, but we agreed to build the wall as long as I pay for it. We agreed to build the wall if I build it. So it has to be a situation, the Yadua Lanu. It's well known. Vizarchrim, Sheiknu Zela Zeh. It's well known. These guys moved in. Nobody had walls between their properties before. And they decided to build a wall. It was the Hak. It was the Shmuz at the Kiddush. So people remember that. So the Tosfos says, Lefichach, because it's well known that they committed themselves, and that means they committed themselves equally, or because Halacha imposes this din upon them equally, so therefore we will not apply the rule of Amoitzi Mechaveri Olerai, we will not say Kol Mashetachas Yodei Shel Odom Shelayu. Okay? That's how Tosfos learns Pshat. Now that Tosfos said it, so then spelled it out. So how do we connect the dots? What's the Hezbra Dover? What is the connection between Reuven and Shimon being forced to build the wall and not being able to claim Muchzakos when it falls in my Rishus? We go into litigation. I have the stones in my property. And you want to have equal rights. We want to rebuild the wall. And I say, I have my stones. Where are your stones? And you say, well, you have my stones and your stones. I said, no, I have my stones. I don't have your stones. I have in mind, I could be an honest guy. If I'm not an honest guy, it means I want to build this wall and build a wall on the other side. So I want to take advantage of the situation. I have all these stones. It was a huge wind. It was a big hurricane. I said, these stones, they're from this wall and that wall out there. So I'm going to put my stones back, but you have to bring your stones, right? So he said, those are my stones. So I said, I'm a muchzak. Or I claim that 30 years ago I built the wall, so now I want to use only half of my stones for this wall because you're mechuyev. 30 years ago I was doing well, you were doing so well, I was a nice guy, I built the wall, now I want to use half of those stones here and half the stones on the other side. You bring your stones, right? So the halacha is that my neighbor wins. The Bezin will force me to use all of these stones for the wall. The Bezin will give him ownership over these. What happened on Moitz Mechelo Araya? So how do you explain this? Why are we ditching on Moitz Mechelo Araya? What happened to this Yisoid? What Kor Tosfos just said? Tosfos just said. Tosfos said, Lefisha Boinim HaKoyis HaVal Korachim. No, Ephraim?
So
it again?
And even Chazak on both sides, so since one guy can't override another one, so then it would be...
Whoa. Where is... My Chazak is my Rishus. Where is your Chazak?
On the
stones. So you're claiming that the Halacha, the fact that Beis Din will force you to put up the wall, so that gives you a Chazak on 70,000 your Rishus? What kind of Chazak is that? I claim, I know you, Beis Din, but I was such a nice guy. I had extra stones. So I did it. I took it upon myself. I have a Messiah from my father. He told me, those stones, I remember building those stones. Right? And you claim, I don't think so. I wasn't there. But Beis Din says, but Beis Din would have forced you to. Would have forced me to build those homes. Would have forced my father to build those homes. So what's my taina? I'm a muchzak. This is my rishus, and I have a taina. I bought them, right? So the lefichach says that we are undermining the chazaka, right? So you're saying that both parties have a chazaka. The lashon of Tosfos later on, that's what you're quoting, is no one has a greater chazaka on this. And what about the fact that it's in my rishus? Tosfos says that when it comes to a building, no one has a greater chazaka. So let's follow up. Let's use that lashon. So how are you understanding chazaka then? I have a chazaka, and you need a raya to get it out. So you're saying that the fact that Beis Din forced you to do it, or would force you to do it, the fact that my father would have forced your father to do it, so that means that my chazaka is no longer raya. Is that what we're saying? No, what we say, Benji?
Tosfos explains later on, it's
Torah Safek. That's what is he saying now?
So then there's no Chazus.
No, we didn't do Chazus yet. Chazus is Akasha. Tosfos says that Perish Lefish of Boyne Makoiso Bal Korchum. So what is Binyan Bal Korchum going to do anything?
So what do you do that, like, under those circumstances, both of them must have been involved in the wall.
So what do you mean it's a W doing so, that? What does that mean? No, Elijah?
As in, it's our, like the Chachamim instituted this rule because of this. They nowadays, the underlying assumption of any wall built between two neighbors has the assumption that both neighbors contribute to that wall. Because of the
chiyuv
instituted by the
Rabbis. What does that mean, underlying assumption? Right, you come into Beis Din.
Typically, if you see a wall...
I know what that means, but I'm saying, take the next step.
The alternative is impossible.
We're in Beis Din. So your claim to Beis Din is... Beis Din is an underlying assumption.
And it's joint.
What does that mean? How does that carry weight in our Din Torah right now? There's an underlying assumption that we both contributed. I say, yeah, there's an assumption, but in this case it didn't happen that way. So what is your rhyme?
Do we have does the guy who's claiming that it's his, does he have anything to back that up? Or is he just saying that it was...
Right now, he only has a tiny. He has
a tiny. So, and the other guy is claiming that...
He's nothing. He is... Right.
So it's two claims. At that point...
Okay, and Nora...
Because Beis Din forced them...
The two claims... So why don't we... two claims, good. Two claims, and then Tosfos says that, but because, so L'chayra, when you have two claims, you would say, I'm Moish Mechav Al-Araya, no? So now we are neutralizing that, because...
It seems to be by not saying Moish Mechav Al-Araya, maybe we could say, based on that, they must be splitting. Because if they didn't split it, then if it was all in one property, then the guy who's claiming it was split would have to bring a riot. So maybe based on the fact that it doesn't say that guy has to bring a riot, maybe we know that his prop that it must really be split.
So the Lachari, if it put in halachic terms, you're saying the following: you're saying that I do have a riot. My raya is that Beis Din would force me to do this. You're telling me that you were a nice guy. No, there aren't such things as nice guys. If I'm, this is an expensive wall. So I come to Beis Din and I say to Beis Din, what this guy claims that is that really reasonable that he would build the entire wall himself when Beis Din would force me to pay for it? Is it reasonable to claim he built the whole wall himself when Beis Din, when there's a halacha, they both have to be involved? Because that's what Elijah was saying, underlying assumption. I would say that the underlying assumption creates a svara, creates maybe a rov. Right? When Ephraim was saying that he creates a chazaka, so I don't think he creates a chazaka. Right? It means it creates a very powerful argument, maybe even a rov. Rav people don't throw away money. So Rav people, if they're building a wall, and the halacha is that we're supposed to share the wall, so Rav people take their go to the neighbor and say, you could afford the house, you could afford the property, you can afford the wall. Rav people, so maybe, it's not black and white, but that's what I'm suggesting. Now the Tosfos says, and again, this Tosfos says, and this is the, what we assumed Rashi would say also, Perush, because each one can force the other one to build it, either because we remember the making the commitment to build the wall, or because there's a halacha of Hezek, Riyishmei Hezek, so therefore, even if one, the wall falls on one side, and one has this whole narrative, that you see, the malachim came and pushed the wall into my backyard because the malachim knew that the medrash, ein esev, ein ruach, docha esev, that is without a malach telling it. So you see what happened over here. The malach knew that it's my stones, and the other guy says, "Very nice, but we're dealing with nigla over here," And I never discussed with my father, but my father would have been forced to do this by din. So most people don't throw away money when their neighbors can afford it. So l'chayra. So now, if this interpretation is correct, so then what is undermining the chazaka kol ma shetachas yodesh olam shaloyu? A chiyuv beizdin, but a chiyuv beizdin translating chiyuv beizdin is not. What's the category of raya that it is? What am I arguing in beizdin? Right. So l'chaver, we're saying we're arguing beizdin a roiv. We don't know who this belongs to. Right? Now, it can't be exactly what we're saying, because a roiv is not moitzi mechazoka. Right? So it's not quite. We just have to finish up this argument. But l'chore, that's the direction that Tosh is taking us. Right? Now, so again, so we're suggesting right now, at this point in Tosh, we're suggesting is that the way that we would finish up what we called Jitas Rashi yesterday, the way that Tosfos would finish this up, is that lefichoch, because there is a din, because there is there was pressure, because I'm mechuyev bal karchei, so therefore I probably did what the din required. Probably is not good enough. Therefore, I for sure did what the din required. Therefore, roiv people. Therefore, a roiv which is as good enough as a shtar, as a raya. A shtar also is an ironclad. Shtaris can be forged. Right? Edom can also lie sometimes. But a shtar, Edom, have our whatever percentage you want to apply. You want to call it a 97%, whatever it is. So we're saying human nature is in this particular event is in the same category as a raya, right? L'chor is something along those lines. We can tweak it, we can argue a little bit, but now Tosfos has a kasha. Vim toimar, hold on. Vim toimar, I have a kasha. Umay irim vishum debonin ha-koysel v'al-korcham. Right? Umay irim... Why are we talking about this chiddush? That's the chiddush, right? Elijah says that it's an assumption, an underlying assumption, right? I'm saying it's a svara of roiv, but however we're going to formulate haboyne b'koysav al korcham, b'lav hochenami habishol shneyim. Afilu nofal reshusa dechad menayu. Right? So Taisva says, Taisva the Akasha. It's Akasha and the Sugya. It's a stira. Because the Gemara, at the very end, on Dalet Amud Beis, before you get to the Mishnah, so the Gemara says, the very end of the Mishnah said, that each person should put some simen, that it's their wall. So what happens if nobody put a simen on either side? What do you do then? The Gemara is a kash. The Gemara says, Layasa chazes loyza loyza. The Gemara says that they both put a simen on either side. Oh, so then we know that they are co-owners. Now, bika, there's no chiyuv to put a wall in a bika, right? The bika, the Gemara says, v'chein v'bika, right? V'chein means, v'chein bika is kemokim she loy nayagim. So there's no obligation to put it up. So we both, this is not bal korchai. So we can't use, there's no hezek riya. So it's not the same situation. We're talking a situation where two people decided to put up a wall. We don't know if they made a kinyan. We don't remember them making a kinyan. And the Gemara says that if the stones fall and there is no indication on the wall as to whom the stones belong to, and we will divide them up equally. So Taisus Kasha is that the indication, the inference of the sugya of Daman Beis is that you have a situation where you had two neighbors and had a wall between them, and there was no halacha demanding to put up the wall, and the wall falls into one person's rishus, that yachloiko, we divide them up. Hey yois, that the wall was on common property, so now one guy's a muchzuk. He's not a muchzuk. So Taisus says, why do I need this whole lefichach? It's not correct. Right? Tais is asking Lucha stir in the sugya. Dalet Amud Aleph says, Lefichach, because we have a din, because Bal Korchai. Therefore, the halacha is Yachloiku, and we don't say, Hamoitzi mechaveri olam araya, and you turn the page, Dalet Beis, and the Gemara says, we say without a Lefichach, without a halacha, without a din. So that's a stira. Right? Taisus says in Dalman Aleph, I need a chiddush, a halacha, a roiv, a svara, an underlying assumption in order to be able to upend hamoitzi mechaveri olav haraya, right? And on Dalman Beis, the Gemara says, no, it was built on common property. That upends hamoitzi mechaveri. In other words, how would you explain In a vacuum, how would you explain Dalamud Beis? How would you explain that if you have a wall between neighbors and is built on common property, that when it falls, neither can claim that I'm muchzuk on these rocks? All right? How would you explain that? No. A wall is built on common property, and now it falls into one person's side. So the Gemara seems to indicate in Dalamud Beis, we don't say, Amoitzim Olam Araya. There's nothing to work with. There's no chaz, there's nothing to work with. We split it. Based on what? No?
Mamein
Mutul B'Safek. Why is it Mutul B'Safek? What happened to the Mukhzakos?
There is no
Mukhzakos. Why is there Mukhzakos?
Because there was no chaz.
There's what?
There's no chaz. If you don't put up a chazus, it's your fault. It's a pshia. It's a pshia.
No, go ahead.
The Gemara implies that you don't need a chazus. The only reason why you need a chazus is that the other guy put a
board
up first.
Right. The pashas of the reading is that not having a chazus is not, doesn't yield any, is not a rai for anything. No? Elijah?
Because the suffix existed even before there was
So Tosis is going to make that point, but Tosis didn't make that point yet. So how can you say that in a less machudishtik way? Tosis makes that point in the next few lines.
Okay.
So now, so that's Tosis. Not I don't think Tosis is doing that right now.
Wait, what's the question?
The question is, we Taisus is basically asking a stira, right? Basically, Taisus is asking a stira from Dalet Amud Aleph, Dalet Amud Beis, right? Dalet Amud Aleph says that because there is a din that forces us to build the wall, so therefore, when the wall falls, we say Amotzi. We don't say Amotzi Chavarai. Dalet Amud Beis says, since the wall, I think I'm adding a little bit of words, the wall that's built in common property, when it falls, we don't say Amotzi Chavarai. Not because of some overarching din, not because we're mechuyev to do it. Right, haraya, it's a bika. There's no halacha of hezek being a bika. Kemokim shenogu loy livnas. Right, there was no heat to build it. So I'm asking right now. We got the stira, but we were mazvir one side. How would we be mazvir the other side? Now, let's say we helicopter into the Dalman base. So how would we explain that then? Would we say, don't get it? Or would we advance the Hezber? Simon?
Well, the Mishnah says there, if two people decide they want to do it, then that means they both have to put a chazas. So the assumption that is, and what the Gemara discusses, that if neither of them put a chazas, then you're going to run into a lot of problems because someone might else put a chazas and claim it. So then if it falls after the fact, and there was no chazas on the walls, what was showing was that neither of them really wanted to, put any sort of effort into saying, this is mine, and this is my wall. Meaning, because if it was really their wall, they would have put a chazas.
Yes, but I think Avram's correct. I don't think that's what the Gemara is saying. And the Raya that Tosfos is learned shot that way is that Tosfos does not advance that sfar at all in this Tosfos. And according to you, Tosfos should end up saying, no chazas, that's a raya. Tosfos doesn't say that.
He says nobody put a chazas.
No, he doesn't go on to explain. According to you, Tosfos should say it's apples and oranges. I have a stira, you don't have a stira. In one place you have a chiyuv basin, and the other place you have balabasim who didn't put a chazas, so therefore they are saying. So Tosfos didn't say that. According to you, Tosfos should say, oh, that's the reason. It's not a stira. No, go ahead.
So if you don't use what Tosfos uses in the next few lines, and you're
looking
for
what it
would be, possibly you could view it as
how
we explained the
Rivagash's
opinion yesterday.
He doesn't quote Shutfen. Unless you're going to say that we're going to assume because he said Shutfen and Bais Galiyah. I'm not sure.
Because with a Bika there's no Shutfen? Is that why it doesn't go Shutfen?
There's no shutfus in a bika? It's
not a case
of shutfus. Why not? It's two neighbors.
What?
The shutfus is raised in Bais Valiyah because it's a Bais Valiyah, because it's one building. The shutfus in our city is because they have a chotzer. But a bika is two competing vineyards, two competing wheat guys.
That doesn't have a partition between them.
So now he's saying something. So what he's saying is that since the wall was built in common property,
correct?
Okay, so that here, all right?
Which is, I think, in essence, a little bit of how you're explaining the Rimagashas today.
We're not ready for that. Go ahead.
So I think the problem with that pshat is that if that is what Tosfos is saying, he never actually puts that halachah into bed.
Hold. Okay, so now, we're pointing out right now.
No,
right?
Answer to
that.
He may.
Not as that is the underlying.
Hold on for 3 minutes. So what are we saying right now? So right now, the Nakud of Taisus have a stira between Lefichach and between Bika without a Chazus. Okay? So the question is, now, we could leave it at that. We could say that the real kasha is between that in one case Tosfos have in order to be released of a moitz mechaber olav haraya, then I have to bring a powerful svara of bal korachai, or maybe that is begeder raya, and Tosfos says, but in Dalma base we say that as long as it was built in common property, So that's a strong enough svara to say, I don't need a bal korchai. I just have to walk the chazaka back and say, chazaka? What chazaka over here? The wind doesn't create chazakas. It was uncommon property. So why should the fact that the wall fell in your backyard, why should that give you chazaka?
Right?
Is that?
So not shifts.
Not the
kipeda. The same structure as the rimagash, but different, or filling in different things.
Because we want to be less mechudishtik.
Yeah.
Okay, so now it's a teisvus. Now, so before teisvus, if we had a short attention span, so we would go down to matare 3. We would, let's cut to the chase, right? But Baruch Hashem, we're not. So we're going to go right in teisvus. Teisvus says, Umay iri yemishum deboy nikoisel, bal korchom, velav achinami, eret es the kasha, kineparach begmar, gabe bikel, yesachos lezaleza, vi have, the nuf, the heich, the nuf lushuse, my parach, atzerach lasse ze chose shleipo lushuse. Ubehod der minin ba shoyel, now Tesis has a, I don't know, parenthesis, an aside, or, ubehod der minin, so that's the steer. Vashoyel gabi machle por bachamor. Lachain beresh habayis valiya. Let's go out of order and do the kasha from habayis valiya. Habayis valiya, you have two guys, a upstairs neighbor, downstairs neighbor, living in a house. Okay. And Rahman al-Hassan, they're both vacationing, they'll make it a pleasant situation, and the house falls down. They come back from the vacation, they did Panama City during Ben Ismanim, and they come back and they say, oh my gosh, it was a nor'easter, and there's nothing left of their house. Okay? So, Rahman, they're in good moods, because they just have Ben Ismanim in Panama, so they're not so upset by it. So they say, okay, let's rebuild the house. All right? So one guy says, rebuild the house, fine, bring your stones, rebuild. All right? So they have the same machlokes lochaira. And that guy says, what do you mean, build, bring my stones? And the Nareister pushed all the stones in your backyard. So the Gemara says, when it comes to Bayis V'aliyam, the Gemara says, V'lechse b'shus d'man kaima. So Tosfos says, before we get too involved in our stira, we have lechori another stira. We have mamash, the case of Bayis Veliyah. They have upstairs and downstairs. They're co-owners in the house. And the Gemara says, they're arguing as to who owns the wall after the nor'easter. So why don't we say, well, who was the argument? So that's not a kasha to our sugya, because our sugya is bal korchai. Right? Our sugya is a din of hezek riyah. Right? But l'chaira, that should be a kasha to the gemara that says, to the chazis gemara, the bika gemara. There the gemara said that yachloiku. Over here the gemara says, ha-moitzi mechaver ol v'raya. That's a good kasha, no? That's consistent with our Mishnah. Melachar goes against Solomon Beis. Then Tosfos says, and I'm going to ask a kasha from Machle Por V'Chamor. Machle Por V'Chamor is Reuven is in the Catskills, and Shimon is also in the Catskills. But the one is in South Fallsburg, and the other one is in Woodbridge. All right. And they communicate, and one has a cow in South Falls, the other has a chamor in Newbridge, in Woodbridge, and they're sitting in Liberty, and they're flipping. Okay, so by the time they leave Liberty, so Reuven has the chamor, and Shimon has the par. Good, okay, fine. Then they get the news, the poor is now a proud mother of Vlad. All right, so each one says, That's my blood. The sale took place after. I said, no, something was before. They'd have no idea when the sale took place. Right? Because they were in liberty. They were in another place. Right? So here the Gemara says, well, the previous owner, the Mara Kama, the Para, is the Muchzuk. Right? Taisva says, why do we give Muchzukos over here? Why is this a kasha b'chlal? Isn't this like apples and oranges? And the bais and the wall. Okay, those are the same things. But por v'chamor, it's a safek moment. The last fake is a moment in shas. Por v'chamor who arbe with the shamochas and metalis. No, por v'chamor was that no what? No raya, okay. But lechara over here, isn't there a good muchzakos over here? I mean, this is it. You know, here there's a real marakama. Here, the para wasn't born on disputed territory, on co-owned territory. They were never both owners of the para.
It was born in disputed time.
Was that?
It was born in disputed time. It's man and
disputed time.
Analogous.
Whoa! Disputed time, but even during disputed time, they were not co-owners. They were, right over here. So we've been saying it's on the same property. They were co-owners of the property. Right.
Why does that make for a difference?
Well, isn't that Tosfos' answer? Your exact question he's asking right now—that's the distinction he makes.
Oh, so Tosfos answers by saying that here we have a chiluk. Right? What's the chiluk? The hosam betchila mevurer hoya dover or b'shus echad meyed neilat asofik. Amalacha meikra neilat asofik. So Taisva says again, we're not entering the kasha, the original kasha, the stira, right? That's still open. We are answering a kasha from Abayis v'Aliya to Bika, correct? You have to keep track of your kashas, right? We're answering the kasha of Bais Valiya to Bika. Okay? So I understand that very, very well. Bais Valiya, the Tosfos says, when the house was standing, so we would have said, we would have known who owns which bricks. Right? Top, second floor owns the second floor bricks, and the first floor owns the first floor bricks. So it's a mavurer. Now that it fell, so now we have a suffix as to whose bricks are whose. Right? So the Gemara then says that we had two clear owners before. Now there is one person who has all the rocks in his backyard, so he becomes the muchzak of all of the bricks, because there was clarity before. But when it comes to the wall in the Bika, so it was undisputed territory, so they were co-owners before. So when before the wall fell, you could not have pointed to which brick belongs. You could have said, I have a wall and Reuven owns half and Shimon owns half, but I could not identify who owns which bricks. All right. So that is a good chiluk. Why is this chiluk machalik? In other words, it's a nice distinction. But what's the svara of the distinction? And the fact that there was clarity before, so why does that allow us to say, in that case, we'll say, Motzach Veraya? That's kasha number one. Kasha number two, I still, even though Elijah's correct that what I was asking about of Parvachamor is borne out by the Teretz. But I still think that it's strange that Tesis would raise that as a kasha in this case. A kasha from Bais Vali fits beautifully. A Parvachamor is, Benji's correct, it's disputed time. But Lemaisa, it's a, There, it's just there is so clear that there's a mara kama. There's a guy who had the pora. He had a pregnant pora. So he claims it was pregnant and it was and it was gave birth.
Why is that any stronger?
It's only because it's in real muksa kos. And I was muksa in this pregnant pora. I was muksa in the mother in the blood. So now you have a suffix. Did my chazaka maintain itself?
Well, that answers Shabby's first question. Why the distinction in the parent sense makes a difference about muhsak and sapek and muhsak? Because
okay.
there is something, because, you know, unless Rabbi's question is unfounded.
No, okay. No,
it's not. So.
There is, the only thing is that when it comes to the Parva Hamor, there was. The muhzakos led me back to one person. The bias velia, the muhzakos brings me back to two people. It just so happens that yesterday I could identify who's who. Once it falls, I can't. Right? So we still have to figure that out. Ari.
Yeah.
Okay, so again, so where are we holding? We're holding, we shifted gears, right? We put on hold for a minute that there's a seira between Dalal and Dalal Beis, and now we're saying there's a seira between the bias velia and the Hashuv. Okay? So now it says that, don't get worked up about that. That stira we can knock off, right? And go back to our old stira. How are we going to knock off the new stira? We're going to say that don't get worked up about the bias. Let's put Parva Hamor on the side for a moment. Don't get worked up about the bias Ve'aliyah case, because the bias Ve'aliyah case, there was genuine muksa cause. Yesterday, the second floor person was muksa in his stones, and the first was muksa in their stones. All right? So now they all collapsed into the second floor. That make more sense. They all collapsed into the first floor's guy's property. So he's claiming I'm a musak and everything. The Taisha says that's different than a situation where the wall there was never a clear musak cause in anything, and now it falls on one side. So then we are not going to award muhzak kos in that place. So the kasha is, it's true that in the bias velia case, I'm on the bottom floor, and I was muhzak in my stones, and I was not muhzak in my neighbor's stones. That I get. But why does the muhzak kos on my stones help me have a muhzak kos on the stones of my neighbor? That's what Taisha says. When it comes to the wall, so there was no identifiable muhzakos. So therefore, the fact that one person has chazaka now shouldn't be any significance. By Svaliya, the fact that I had muhzakos yesterday should impact that I can have muhzakos today in somebody else's stuff. No, Simon?
Can Rebbe explain how Rebbe sees that there's a stira between Bika and
Between Bika and
the way I was reading Tosis is that he's asking kind of a similar kasha that the Rashi was saying, that meaning why, like the pshita, like, what's the pshita on? Is it on the fact that is it on the lefikach or is it on stam din? Meaning that we don't need, why do you have to say what's so, it was poshit before you told me Bakorcho that you had a mock, if you have a wall that was built between two properties, and if it fell down, you'd be locked up. And then he uses, and how I read it was he's using the bika as a raya, not to say
what,
zero.
Okay, let's read it together. Vaha. Okay. Vaha, they mean about Shaya, let's skip machlof of our moment. Vechem Bresh, Habayis Valiya. The left labor shows the man kaima, right, which is the same lashon as is used in with respect to the wall and dalet amid beis, right? The lehevi idach hamoitz mechaber olam eraya. What's that?
I'm an aleph.
The left labor shows the man kaima. The lehevi idach. Right? So,
that's what
we
say in reference to Andal and Aleph. To the
So when the wall falls on Beis Midrash, you're right. It's the Tosfos' comment and for Delam and Beis. When the wall falls on Delam and Beis, and there is no chazus, right?
Yeah.
So then the Gemara says, Gemara says we split it. We don't say a mitzvah mechem al haraya, right? When the entire house falls down, the Gemara asks the Kasha, let's just go bosa the Rishos and say I'm Muslim Araya. The Gemara's other reason why we don't say that. But the Gemara is willing to accept that our Maitzim Mechaber Araya works in that case. So the wall in common property tumbles over and we don't apply our Maitzim Mechaber Araya. We say they get split it. Right? The wall collapses into one person's Rishos. And we say, no, I'm a Tuller Aya. The Gemara explains why we don't say that. But the Gemara says that would be a good, it happens to be, the Gemara says that, I think the end of the Gemara says that Shutfin are not Kod Mizet Bazet, but Hamayt Mechaberai, that says it's Kasha. Stop at the first terrace. It so happens that they're in a common property. Beluya too, they weren't in common property. So that's not a kasha to our Mishnah, because our Mishnah is saying, here we have Bal Karachai. That's why we're not thinking about the Maraya. Our Mishnah sits very well with that. Bal Karachai, you don't say Amoitzi, and now you say Amoitzi. But it's a Gavaldi kasha to Bika. Right? Behold, there Mina and Vashoyel, and the MS
is. Doesn't Tosfos later on, at least, and we're still on top, but he explains that the entire premise of the Gemara differently, meaning that the only reason that we can say Amotzi Mechaber Araya as a real thing is because there's a Gevaldik Amigo that would work to kind of push it over. And then in Bikra it's something else.
But right now you see how this is a kasha too from Bikkur to Abayis Veliya. You're saying you have a teretz, but you see how it's a kasha to from Bikkur to Abayis Veliya.
That the motzim mechaber araya, meaning by Bikkur we don't even say it as a possibility.
Okay.
Are we saying right now that in the case of Bais Veliya and the case of Apara, they do split it, or there is an idea of Chazaka and someone has to walk through the Chavera of Rashi? What's the most kind of book?
The Gemara says, let's focus on Bais Veliya for the moment. In both cases, the Gemara says there's no Muchzak because the Bais Veliya fell into common property. And the Pora wasn't in a farm in South Fallsburg. It was Ba'agam. There's no muhsuk because the Akimta is, there's no guy who owns it.
Therefore, they split it equally.
Yeah, but Luyatsur Itaka was in it. There was a person who owned the property. We would say Matan Raya. Luyatsur fell into singular property.
Perfect. Okay. We're using these as an example of. It's obvious if there was a mukhzak in either
correct.
You would have motzi allah
correct.
Correct. There should be a mukhzak in our case.
So Taisha's answer is that the difference is when it comes to Pora and when it comes to Bais Veliya. So if we walk back, if we turn the clock back, there was an identified mukhzak. I knew who owned the Pora, I knew who owned the Chamor. Bais Veliya, I knew who was the second floor guy, who was the first floor guy. And that's what Taisa says. Hainu mishum dehasam betchilam uvur hayadavar. Or b'shus echad mehen noilat asafek. Aval hocha may ikra neilin asafik. Over here, there was never clarity. The safik bailos was built into the system. We call it a systemic safik. Right? So Taisva says the teretz, the way that we would resolve habayis valiya and bika is that bika, if we turn back the clock in the narrative, and we had to divide it when it was standing, so we would have done yachloiku. By Yisvaliya, we walk it back, we would have given each one their property. Over here, the Sofek, the Rishus Echad Mehen Neulet HaSofek. When it comes to By Yisvaliya, so when the house was standing, we had clarity. When the house fell, it fell into one person's property. Now we don't know whose bricks belong to whom. And the guy who owns the property says, I'm the mochzuk, bring me rayas. Brick by brick, I want rayas. When it comes to the bika, we say there was never mochzukos that would have awarded you anything but a right to some bricks. There was a never muchzakos in bricks. There was a muchzakos as a conceptual muchzakos. You got half of this wall. All right. So now, when it fell, so we maintain the same muchzakos. And as L'chaira, what Tosfos is saying is when something is built on common property, so the muchzakos is a conceptual or value-driven muchzakos. I don't have muchzakos on any bricks. That's the nature of this wall. So the fact that the wall fell is not going to change that. The original muchzakos is that we each of us were shutfim in the wall. Each of us had equal value in this wall. But nobody had specific stones in this wall. So now when it falls, that the fact that it's in your property doesn't change anything. Right? It doesn't change ownership of the wall. It can't change who owns the wall. Right? Mashena Kane, if we had a wall and you had the top stones and I had the bottom stones, and that was clear. And now it fell, all the stones fell into your backyard. So now we have to identify whose stones are whose. And you're saying, stone by stone, that's mine, that's mine, that's mine. You want to be voice of your stones, bring rice. And we'll finally bring me a riot. Bring me the barcode of each stone, and we'll talk. Then a barcode, not going anyplace. Right, so we can understand the bigger case. You might still be wondering with the vice religion. Right? But we can understand the Vika case, correct? The Vika case is saying the purpose of Chazakah is to walk back the narrative and tell me where does this come from? What happened before? So, the Muchzakos, in other words, blurred different kinds of chazakas, right? I blurred the chazaka of ownership of kol ma'ashitachas yodei with the chazaka of of Cheskas and Arakama, walking things back with the way they were. Rabbi Dead Lechor is what Tais is doing over. Right? Tais Lechor is saying that that Hamoitzi Mechaveri Oliver Raya means you have to be Moitzi from a position, from a status, from a chazoka. All right? Now, when the stones fall into your property, so if they were on common property before, so even if I claim, okay, now let's not go that way. So when the stones fall in my property, so Taisva says, but nobody ever owned any stones over here. You just owned half the stones. You owned 50% of the wall. So now you still own 50% of the wall. When I come to ask for my stones, I'm not asking for my stones. I'm asking for 50% of the wall. I should still have 50% of the wall, whether it's standing or right. So again, just before we finish up, we developed two parts of the Tosfos today. First part is that Tosfos has a stira from Dalet Amud Aleph to Dalet Amud Beis, and there we know that Tosfos is going to make a distinction between how long the stones were sitting in somebody's property, right? And there Tosfos is going to go back to look at Cheskas Kol Mashitachas Yoda in a traditional way, the way that we would have looked at it yesterday, the day before, that the fact that it's in my Rishus, that gives me some claim. And that claim is based on whether you would, from the fact that you let it be in my Rishus. So Tosfos is going to walk. Going to explain to the that Kol Mashatachas Yerushal Adam Shaloyu is based on a Svara. Right? Tosfos is going to then ask the Kasha that there's a Migoy and a Nansahade. So we haven't finished, but that's what the Tosfos is going. That's the trajectory of Tosfos. En route, Tosfos makes two very important side comments. Right? One side comment is that there's another stira from Bayis Valiya to the bottom of our Mishnah. Tosfos says, why aren't we going to say called Alam Gavar by the Bikka? Okay, two important kashas. To answer the second kasha, so Tosfos is distinguishing between a chazaka where we are coming from, a chazaka of specific stones to a chazaka of ownership, chazaka of value. L'chaira, though, we've just now we've done what you're not supposed to do. We've confused two kinds of chazakas: the chazaka of kol mashitachas yodai, and the chazaka of what things were the way they were before. Walking back the chazaka, right? L'chaira, the Gemara now Tosfos is saying, if you walk back, so then, or you, let's use Tosfos' terms. Tosfos' terms are: where was the Leidas HaSofek? Was the Leidas HaSofek systemic in the item itself? So then, it is not subject to chazaka. If the latest hasafek was when it came into my rishus, then this is subject to chazaka. L'chaira, we'll finish up with this nekuda. L'chaira, what Tosfos is saying is that I can only claim ownership over something that is nitan for ownership. Something which is where the normal way of associating with this item is ownership. But if the normal way of associating with this item is not ownership, so then kol mashat tachasid, it can't give me ownership. The mashal is goydrois later on. Animals will wander around. So blue jay is in my bird, not the is in my backyard, right? So I can't say, "Ah, oh, that's my blue jay." What do you have to be a blue jay? How can it be your? It happens to be there now. It's a goyed rice. It's not knitting for bilus. So I can't say, "Ah, oh, it's I'm muchzik on it." So l'chayre, that's what Taiz is saying. Taiz is saying is there's a chiluk between something that is muchzik for bilus and something that's not muchzik. Okay, we'll discuss in the base of medrash tomorrow whether that is an accurate way of reading the Tosis, but then we have to finish the Tosis. And what we're developing in the Tosis is different ideas about the chazak of kol ma shetachas yoreh shalayim. So we have to emerge from the Tosis with a sharper understanding of what that chazak is. Okay, we'll continue tomorrow with the show.
Downstairs.
Yeah.
Really, essentially, what we're saying is that may ikara hasaf and gola. It's called for common property. And common property is what's driving property.